The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So some of the bigger picture things, evidence demonstrates that in both 2018 and 19, the Red Sox front office consistently communicated MLB sign-stealing rules to non-player staff and made commendable effort toward instilling a culture of compliance in their organization. I cannot fault either Dave Dombrowski, then GM, or Brian O'Halloran, then assistant GM, for any non-player staff members' lack of adherence to the sign-stealing rules. But there are some disciplinary matters as a result of the investigation published today. Red Sox video replay system operator JT Watkins, a former catcher, suspended through this postseason, 2020's postseason. When he is reinstated for 2021, he will be prohibited from serving as a replay room operator. The team will obviously find a new role for him. The Red Sox do forfeit their second-round draft pick in this June's amateur entry draft.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and apparently there's some sports to talk about. And some Rona and everything else. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you wish to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And it is a Wednesday where we do things a little bit differently. We put odds on it. So when you call, text, tweet, however you get in touch with the show, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show, Hoffman.
Fun? I don't know. Because we're going to have to talk baseball cheating, which stopped being fun for me a long time ago, I'll be honest. Like, especially today, the day before the draft, I'd rather not talk about it at all. But it doesn't look like we'll be able to avoid it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not fun, but I mean, I don't know. I guess there's several ways to look at it. I mean, most people are pissed off that they didn't get the same punishment the Astros did, but I'm guessing they didn't find as much, you know, as much cheating as what the Astros did.
Yeah, and I always have an issue with that train of thought anyway. Like, oh, well, they got more. Like, that's snitch talk to me. That's crybaby. Like, well, he got in more trouble than I did. Like, that's how snitches talk. I don't like it. Do I think the Red Sox got a fair punishment relative to what the Astros got? Not really. But I mean, the Astros' punishment isn't going to be lessened. So, I mean, whatever they found on the Red Sox, whatever. They should be punished for whatever they got found on. Would I like them to be punished equal to the Astros? Yes. Did I ever think it was going to happen? Not really. No, I didn't. So, it's I guess maybe I'm just – the reason why I'm not thrilled to spend a show talking about it is because – I never expected it to be what the Astros got. And really, I mean, what's the biggest punishment that hit the Astros? What are the things that mattered the most?
Well, it's hard to say because, I mean, do the draft picks matter more than your guys getting suspended for a year?
See, that's essentially what happened. To me, the biggest thing that happened was, and I honestly believe that if Luno and Hinch don't get suspended for a year, they don't get fired. Even if they, you know, if it was shown that they knew, and it was okay. Well, here's your punishment as a team. This financial fine and this draft pick. I don't think Jeff Luhnow and AJ Hinch would be dismissed. And so to me, the biggest thing that happened was those suspensions, and they lost their guys. I mean, the money's a big deal. I mean, it doesn't really matter to the average fan. It shouldn't anyway. And the draft pick is what it is. I mean, it's a first-round draft pick when you were playing in the World Series, so it could be a lot worse. What else really happened outside of that? What's the extent of the punishment? Because what Astros fans hate the most is their team has been drugged through the mud. Them as fans, they've been drugged through the mud. People are calling them names. The Astros are now bad guys. That's what Astros fan is mad about, and they want the Red Sox to feel that same punishment. I think that not the punishment they got from MLB, but the public outcry punishment. Am I missing something?
No, I think that's pretty much it. And they're not going to get it. I mean, that's
because now, listen, once it's happened and one team's been punished, it's like, okay, well, I mean, what are we going to do? Get a pitchfork out and light fires every time a team gets caught doing this now? I mean, the Astros, they were trendsetters. And was it fortunate for the Astros? Obviously not. I don't know. I just thought it was odd. I will say, I mean, it's not the way that this thing reads, where Red Sox players were unaware that MLB's rules prohibited the replay room use to decode. I highly doubt that. I highly doubt that they knew that, or that they didn't know that. But it just seems like, man, they were willing to take their word on a lot of things, weren't they?
Yeah, and I think in the end, so Cora would have been suspended for the year, but they also kind of pointed out that was as much to do with the Astros as it was the Red Sox. So it does feel like they went out of their way to, you know, make it say, well, they didn't really do that much wrong, and gosh, but we're going to penalize them a draft pick and suspend their video guy anyway, so something was happening.
Yeah, I mean, we knew there was going to be a punishment. I guess the problem people are having is the punishment's not what they wanted. I don't know what punishment they wanted, but they didn't get it.
Yeah, well, Astros fan wanted, they just wanted somebody else to be in the hot tub with them,
right?
Basically,
that's what it is. It's like when you're in trouble, it's almost like little kid thinking. You know, when you get in trouble, you want someone else to take the burden with you. You know, you want someone else to take the fall. You know, once you make it to the mob and you're a grown-up, you don't worry about what happens to other people. You worry about yourself and you keep your mouth shut. Well, it doesn't really happen. Obviously, Cora was given the same suspension as Hinch and Luhnow, and the Red Sox didn't really have a GM. And
right.
I think what pissed people off, and there's, to me, it's almost like MLB turned the other cheek, and a lot of it is they want it to be over. But Cora, them saying Cora did nothing wrong in 2018-19 is borderline ridiculous, because if you're a guy who's been in trouble for this already, you show up to a new job, there's no way that you don't, you know, do some research to figure out, hey, I hope you guys aren't doing anything crazy. You have to find out, right?
Well, I mean, he obviously, if he did it in Houston and got a managing job, you don't think he's doing it there?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what? Guess what works, guys?
Yeah. Hey, we just won a World Series. You want to win one? Here's what we do.
That's the biggest issue, is that the report says Alex Cora didn't know. That's what bothers me probably the most.
Well, I wonder if they didn't do the immunity thing with the Red Sox, like they did, or if they did, the guys just didn't talk, which would have been smart.
Yeah, you know? I don't know,
but
I mean, I think they gave the Red Sox the same deal, the same immunity deal to the players anyway. And maybe their players just didn't throw their manager under the bus. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but in the end, may not matter if there's not a season, and these guys will just sit out, and then they'll be back, and that's that. But, I mean, it's not all that different. I mean, they had a guy suspended. They would have had two suspended. The Astros had two. And, you know, the difference is, oh, they didn't get a fine. Well, I mean, I don't care about Jim Crane's $5 million. They lost some draft picks. But, yeah, in the public eye, they're not, you know, they're not going to get ripped the same way the Astros did. And part of it was the Astros were just first.
Yeah.
Like, if this had come out that it was even way worse with the Red Sox, nobody would have, I mean, they wouldn't have been like the bulldog biting into the leg and holding on the same way they were with the Astros.
And I'll be honest, and I know that this is, it's not going to be popular opinion, but not every player, not every team, not every entity is built the same way. And not every one of those, not every Major League Baseball team has the same value to Major League Baseball as the next. It's real easy to bring the hammer down on the Miami Marlins. It's harder for MLB to bring the hammer down on the New York Yankees, the Boston Red Sox, the Chicago Cubs, because those franchises, whether you think it's fair or not, they bring in more money than everybody else. And that's something that's probably taken into account. And it's the same way, you know, the NFL is the same way. We've seen Roger Goodell punish different guys differently. Is it always fair and equal? No, it's not. But does that mean that it should be? I don't know. I don't have the answer. I mean, but I understand why they do it the way they do it. The Astros just don't mean as much to Major League Baseball as the Red Sox, period.
Yeah, and in the end, I mean, I think Nick says, is losing your GM and manager not enough? AJ makes it seem like it's not big. That was the Astros' choice.
They decided to do it.
Yeah.
They didn't have to fire him. They could have suspended him for a year. And honestly, in hindsight, had they known this coronavirus thing was going to happen, my guess is they would not have fired them.
Yeah, I would have thought that they probably would have just left it alone, but nobody knew this was coming. And, you know, I don't know. I think I can't get worked up over it. I know that, you know, Astros fans is going to feel like, oh, well, this isn't fair. But if they don't have the same evidence, you know, if their players didn't rat, well, guess what? It's hard to just say, all right, well, we're going to give them the same punishment. And the punishment wasn't that bad to begin with.
Well, and the punishments aren't all that different, realistically.
No, they're not. So, all right, we'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Texter says, man, you guys crack me up. Anything with O'Brien, you guys get all riled up. Now this decision where the Red Sox are getting off with a slap on the wrist. You guys are like, oh, well, sucks for Astros fans. That's why
people
always say crap
about it. How does it suck for Astros fans? How is it any different for Astros fans? The Astros fans' lives hasn't changed one bit today.
No. And that's the thing. I mean, for one thing, those are two such unrelated things. And the reality is, you know, I'm not going to sit here and have the same take you want, 713. I'm going to have what I think.
Now you're not over the Astros punishment, that's on you. You're a weirdo. Get over it. I mean, it happened. They cheated. They got punished. It's not like, you know, the Red Sox getting punished more would somehow help Astros fans. It wouldn't. There's no helping what the Astros already got. The reality is the Red Sox players went in, and probably because they saw what happened with the Astros, this is my conspiracy theory, that they all got together and they said, listen, they can't prove anything if we don't tell them anything. This joker working in the video room who's suspended for a year and basically taking the fall. Listen, man, you say it was all you. You did it. None of the players knew. You just did it. Then, hey, we got you. We got you on the other side of this thing. Okay? All the players said, if we don't say anything, what can they prove? And they're right. Had the Astros not said anything, period, what could they have proven? It would have been basically 24 guys against Mike Fiers. But the MLB came to him and said, listen, we're going to give you immunity. You tell us what really happened, and you guys won't go down. Astros said, okay. The Red Sox, seeing that and seeing that they're, you know, it wasn't the best case scenario, probably said, listen, don't admit to anything. Deny till you die. And here we are. They played it differently, so they got a different punishment.
And there was no Mike Fiers out there saying, hey, the Red Sox did this. If there had been, I think you have a different situation, but you didn't. And the other thing is, if you're one of those saying, oh, well, they got off of the slap on the wrist, then you have no right to bitch about people who say that the Astros didn't get enough punishment, which has been, you know, the big complaint. It's like, oh, man, and all these people saying this is what should happen to the Astros and all this. Well, if you're saying that about the Red Sox, you're no different than the people that you're pissed off at. And that's the thing. They got what they got. The Astros got what they got. Everybody thought the Astros should have got punished more than they did. They wanted blood. And, you know, Astros fan didn't like that. And that's okay. You don't have to. But if you're going to go out there now and say, oh, well, the Red Sox should get this, you're no different than those people.
Right.
No different at all. So that's just my humble opinion. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's – and I'm sure Patrick Creighton will be riled up over it tonight on Late Hits. So if you're one of those, you can tune in tonight and catch him. But, you know, I don't see it as – and I guess maybe because I'm not a fan who was on Twitter getting bothered by everything that was out there, I just don't see it as anything that Astros fans should be riled up about or care about in any way, shape, or form.
That's where I'm at. Their business is separate than Astros fans' business.
Yeah, and the Astros did what they did. They got caught. They got punished. And then there was, for about a month, mostly people saying, you know, hey, this is not enough. They should give up their title and all this stuff.
Yeah, get out of here.
And that was dumb.
Yeah, it was dumb.
That was dumb. Yeah. But listen, it's just as dumb.
Fred, if you, let's say you rob a bank and you go to prison for 20 years, you're like, damn, that sucks. Now you're locked up. And then one day I show up and I'm your cellmate. And you're like, what are you in for? And I say, look, I robbed a bank. Oh, really? How long did you get? 10 years. I mean, it's not like me getting 10, and maybe I had a better lawyer than you. Maybe nobody in my crew rolled over. I don't know. Whatever it may be, you getting mad about me getting 10 years doesn't change that you still have to sit there for 20. You getting mad about what happens to anybody else doesn't change what happened to you. So that's why I've never understood that philosophy. Like, oh, well, this happened to the Astros. Why shouldn't it be the exact same? I mean, it was a different. It's a different situation. And none of us know all the ins and outs of what happened with the Astros. We don't know who talked. I still haven't heard any players from the Red Sox come out and say, "Yep, you got us." So in hindsight, it may have been a bad move for the Astros to send Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve out that day saying, yes, we regret it, blah, blah, blah. We're sorry. It was really – I mean, the Red Sox players, from what I've seen, is like, no, we don't know anything about this. So it could just be that if nobody rolled over, they didn't have the proof.
Well, I do think it may be that simple, but they obviously caught them doing something and they punished them.
Clearly.
It's not much of a punishment. And, you know, that's
great. If they had gotten, because does them getting 10 years make you feel any better about your 20? Or does it make you feel like if you get mad about it, it's going to somehow change your 20? That's what I'm saying. It's not going to change what happened to the Astros.
346 says, I think we all knew one of MLB's breadwinners wasn't going to catch heat or equal punishment. I think the frustration is inconsistencies in the report for both the Stros and the Sox. Well, yeah, I mean, but that's life, man. I mean, the Astros are not the Red Sox. They're not the Yankees. And that's why they're not on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball 37 times. It's, you know, and, you know, so I get, if you're going to make that comparison, I get it, but it's also, it's kind of life, man. The big dogs are always going to get away with more. O.J. Simpson got away with lopping two heads off. So.
Allegedly.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's, to me, I mean, and again, I'm not going to tell people how to think, but it really doesn't. It doesn't have anything to do with the Astros as far as I'm concerned. And everybody's saying, oh, well, they should have done this and they should have done this. Okay, just remember how you felt when everybody was saying that they should take away the Astros World Series title.
Right.
Because that's what this is.
Don't be a guy who wants to see other people punished, you know, just because you're punished. Like,
and
if you get caught drinking with your buddy when you guys are 16 and you get grounded for 6 months and you lose your car, you don't sit there and say, man, I hope Billy Tommy's parents take away his car and ground him for 6 months. You shouldn't be anyway.
Well, there are people like that, though.
Those are called bitches.
Well, there's people who, you know, and like if their team sucks, they root against other teams just so that they have another team that sucks. You know, it's like they like Texans fan rooting against Cowboys fan for no reason. I mean, it's those people are out there. And, you know, the reality is, I'll go back to the Astros thing. In this, they're clearly protecting key members of the Red Sox organization. Go back and read what they said about Jim Crane. They basically absolved him of any involvement
whatsoever.
Yeah, he
had no idea.
And do we really believe that? So it's not like there wasn't some protection going on there. And the players all got off scot-free. So, yeah, I just think people need to look at it in a broader sense as opposed to just, oh, well, the Astros got this and they got this and it's not fair. It's not all that different. It really isn't. What you're mad about is the reaction. And was that overdone? Absolutely. I think some of the stuff that people were suggesting or saying or claiming was dumb. And this whole, oh, we take their title away, just dumb.
Yeah.
And it became, you know, it transcended sports. It became a bigger deal. And the reality is, should it have? No. But it was never gonna happen with the Red Sox because they weren't the first ones caught.
Well, and it's always that. The first big event always gets the biggest reaction. Like, there's a reason why, you know, Columbine gets more attention than every other school shooting that's happened since because it was the first. And, I mean, that's kind of the way it is. It was kind of what blew the lid off of it. And the Astros blew the lid off this thing. So it's going to, I mean, they were going to get the most notoriety. And that's why I've said all along to Astros fans, you can't care what people think about your team. That shouldn't be on your mind at all. If you're worried about the way people look at your franchise now, that's on you. Because you really need to just get past that. And if people think the Astros are a bunch of cheaters, who cares? Play the games and no one's taking down that banner. No one's taking away that trophy. And that's what really matters.
Well, and I think part of it is, too, you get on Twitter and you see all these people talking about it. Talking about your team, and you get all upset over it. And to me, just bleep them. Yeah, you still got your titles. Who cares? Who cares what some housewife in Los Angeles thinks about the Astros? I damn sure don't. All right, Let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Can I just throw one more thing on this? I said this from the beginning. I don't think what the Astros did was that bad. So I don't think what the Red Sox did was that bad. I don't think it compares to Penn State or Baylor. You know,
no.
To me, those are totally different, worse things. So, you know, I had no problem with the Astros punishment. I don't have any problem with this. And, you know, I said that to many people who, at the time we were doing a bunch of radio shows around the country, people said, well, do you think the Astros got enough punishment? I'm like, yeah. Because I don't think it's that big of a deal. They went too far with it. They got caught. They got punished. Kind of how I feel about the Red Sox, and I don't really see how my mind's going to change over that.
Yeah, and Lamont says the truth of the matter is Astros fans and everyone should have seen the writing on the wall when the Yankees got caught and got a slap on the wrist. He says shouldn't be surprised, and no one should be shocked with AJ's point of view on this. I don't know what that means, like why my point of view is not shocking. I mean, I don't think it's shocking, but I don't know if I'm not trying to like piss Astros fan off. I'm just, all I'm pointing out is whatever happened to the Red Sox wasn't going to make what happened to the Astros feel any better, period.
Well, and I don't think what they did was that bad. Talking about the Astros.
Right.
So, you know, I think it was fine. I feel like there's a group of Astros fans that no matter what happened here, they were not going to be happy. Just like no matter what happened to the Astros, fans in other cities weren't going to be happy. And, you know, yeah, you can go to the, oh, well, but Boston always gets to do this. And maybe so. Maybe so. But, you know, that's part of being one of the, you know, premier franchises in the league and one of your moneymakers. So, and look, I have no love for the Red Sox. I don't either.
Honestly, as someone who doesn't really, you know, care about or like or dislike any teams all that much, I don't like the Red Sox. Mostly because I hate when Red Sox fans act like they're somehow any different than the Yankees. Like they act like when they won their first World Series, they acted like they were this really gritty group of guys who, you know, beat this giant. When the reality was, their payroll was just behind the Yankees, so it wasn't like it was, you know, it wasn't the Tampa Bay Rays popping up and beating anybody. It was, you know, the second highest payroll beating the highest payroll. So, and everybody went, "Oh my God, it's such a hero story." No, not really.
No,
pass on
no.
that.
And I pretty much dislike all things Boston. You know, the Patriots, I've enjoyed watching over the years because, you know, Tom Brady's fantastic and that whole dynasty has been something to watch. But the rest of
I don't like the Patriots either. I don't really like anybody from Boston, sports or otherwise, to be honest.
I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah, I don't like when people talk like that. I don't like that. It's kind of like British
Mark Wahlberg.
People. I don't like that.
Oh, I like British people. And I like Mark Wahlberg.
Not me. I mean, Mark Wahlberg's fine. I don't really want to hang out with him because I don't want to hear him talk like that.
Well, maybe you could just
It better when he talks normal. Like when he does, like when he's in Planet of the Apes and he doesn't sound like he's in Boston. I like that.
Well, but that's acting. He's going to have to act to hang out with you.
He would have to act differently to be around me. Because if he talks like he talks in interviews, no thanks.
Well, that's how you would probably do it. But no, I don't like any of those teams. And yeah, the Celtics, the Bruins, you name it. Just don't like them. And, you know, certainly not the Red Sox. Although the team that won, I had a harder time with because I like their players.
Yeah.
But I can't get behind anything Boston. So, you know, for me to say, hey, this, you know, this seems to be fair. It is what it is. I have to throw an is what it is on it. But, yeah. So he says, MLB releasing it a day before the draft, stealing thunder. It's not going to steal that much thunder because there's nothing else to
talk about. People care
about
it here in Boston.
Yeah. I think it's stealing Astros fans' thunder.
Yeah.
But
Bill O'Brien's probably pleased. Maybe they'll forget that I'm drafting today.
Well, he's not drafting tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
There's that. But anyway. I mean,
the good
I think
thing about
not
drafting tomorrow is if you're not drafting tomorrow, you can't screw up a first rounder.
Nope. You can't screw up the second rounder, though.
You could.
And they probably will. So, and then a good point from somebody. Real questions. Why did it take so long for the report to come out? Considering what little was in it, I have no idea. I mean, it's not like anything's been going on that they should be dealing with. So, I mean, that I don't have an answer for. But, yeah, and it seems typical to me. Let's drop it before the NFL draft and maybe people won't notice it as much.
Right.
That's kind of a – because right now there's nothing else to talk about. So whenever you drop it, it's going to get attention. But, yeah. So he said, I hate all things Boston too except Aerosmith. Was Aerosmith from Boston?
Yeah.
I guess they were. Yeah.
But Steven Tyler doesn't talk funny.
No, but I you know what? I haven't really actually heard him in a while. But it's just like British guys who don't sound British when they sing, right?
Right. I like them then. I just don't like it when they talk with just regular talk.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Just like Canadians. But if they don't sound Canadian, I don't mind them. But once I know it, once I can hear it in their voice, those hosers. I've got no room for it.
It's really not nice of you, eh?
Yeah, I don't like that. That's annoying.
I got to say, oh, jeez.
Justin on Facebook said he's with you on, you know, people shouldn't be upset about it, but the fact that MLB put the Astros' name in the report multiple times is going to lead people to think that there's a conspiracy about it.
Yeah, that's another bad look by Major League Baseball. Like, why even mention, unlike the Astros situation, you probably should have just avoided that altogether.
Yeah, that's a bad look. That's a bad look. And MLB has come out looking like crap, basically, on all of this, in the way they've handled it, and... But I think a lot of it goes back to what I was saying with the Astros. There were people that no matter what you did, it was never going to be enough.
Exactly.
And, you know, so they look bad because of that. And then with this, now you've got Astros fans, no matter how bad it was, it wasn't going to be enough. And, you know, to me, you know, they're kind of separate issues. But MLB does sort of bring some of this stuff on itself. The fact that they've had this thing done for months and then now they just release it. And yeah, the fact they put the Astros in there. I don't think Rob Manfred is smart, to be honest with you.
You don't think, huh?
No. And which, I mean, I don't know why that would surprise anyone. But it doesn't change anything. It's just, you know, he did some dumb stuff.
Yep.
And Roger Goodell does some dumb stuff. And I think to some of the ones in football, some of the punishments for the deflated balls and for the bounty gate, I thought were just too much. They were unnecessary. But I still trying to figure out why Zeke Elliott got a 6-game suspension. But, you know, that's... And it always amazed me that this Astros thing just took on the life of its own with social media. But because those things did too, the bounty gate and the balls.
Yeah.
And in the end, they weren't that big of a deal. So I don't think this is that big of a deal. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. A lot to get to. If you guys want to weigh in, we're happy to take your calls today. What are the odds that the players threw non-existent GM Dombrowski under the bus along with the camera guy from Sosa? I don't think they did, because I thought he was kind of exonerated in this, right?
Yeah.
So
I don't think he was. I don't think Dombrowski was working there at the time.
Well, no, I think he was, but he was. He's not there now.
Oh, okay.
They fired him at the end of last year.
So what would happen to him now anyway?
I'm sure he could get a 1-year suspension while he's not working. Ooh. Be no different than,
boy, that'd be rough.
Well, it's no different than what wound up happening with the Astros guys,
right?
I mean, they didn't work
because they got suspended. They got fired because they got suspended, not necessarily the other way around, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if it had come out that Dombrowski just got fired because they didn't like the way the team was last year,
right?
So, but I mean, if you did that and he was found guilty of it, you could still suspend him.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think there's any real problem with that, but. You know, it's, you know, the whole thing's kind of silly, I have to say. So, I mean, but, you know, I'm not going to tell people not to be riled up. That's their choice.
That's right.
You know,
well, people can be riled up, what they can do to make themselves feel better, drink some Carbach. That's the, that's would be my move, is to just crack open a Carbach. Listen, they are, the restaurant is closed. You can't go in and drink at the bar. That sucks. But what they are doing is they have ramped up their production to make sure that all the stores are stocked full of delicious, sweet Carbach. So when you're out, you know, making your grocery runs and you're like, oh, what do I want to get? Make sure you grab some Carbach. They've not laid anybody off. They're paying their restaurant employees even though they're not working. And like I said, they're just working hard. And most of the beer that you buy from them, Crawford Bock, Southern Wheat, Coastal Conservation Ale, all of it, it all gives a chunk of the proceeds to organizations that need help anyway. They're just good people doing good things. So when you sign up for grocery delivery or you make it out to the grocery store yourself, make sure on your list is some Carbach. Yeah, it's coming with me, but she ain't mine. She not high. Free my cousin till he free. He doing time. Let him free. I'm the muff best, but I'm not Cali. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number. And if you need something to watch, then you need Movie Spree. Movie Spree is your go-to streaming service with movie bundles, TV series, documentaries, and more. No subscriptions, no contracts, no kidding. Movie Spree offers a whole new way to build a digital content library. No kidding. Head to ESPN975.com, register to win your 10 free digital movie codes today, thanks to Movie Spree. So,
that's a win.
Yeah, that's a cool thing right now. Let's do one call on this, and if the people want to stay on it, great. I'm prepared to move on, but we'll let the people talk. What's Ed got to say? Hello, Ed.
Hello.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys.
Sports.
Hey, my question is, this is the second time the Red Sox have been caught cheating with the violation of the technology use. And the same guy, the video guy, was behind it with the Apple Watches in 2017. So why is he not getting a worse punishment rather than just a 1-year suspension?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that does seem odd. That particular guy who was involved in both things, at some point, you know, Major League Baseball, it seems like Major League Baseball would just tell you, listen, this guy can't be here anymore, especially because he's a video room guy. It's not like it would be, you know, a real wild stretch or there'd be some mega backlash if they just said, listen, this guy's not welcome at Major League Baseball stadiums anymore. So to that, I don't really know the answer, but that's something that I would ask as well. is why wouldn't they just say, listen, this guy can't do this job anymore. Clearly can't do it fairly.
Yeah, that's I agree with that. I mean, I don't know what you do other than just say, well, you can't have him working anywhere near the field anymore.
Right.
He wants to stay in baseball. But at least do that. But yeah, if you know, that's a good question. It's fair. 713-780. Interesting question. When it rained, Red Sox do not get in trouble. Sherilyn Beaumont says, what about Boston baked beans?
Nope. Not for me.
I like other beans better.
I like ranch style beans.
Yeah.
Ranch style beans.
Mexican beans. I like.
Yeah. Ranch style beans are the best of beans. They're the best of the beans of the bean group.
I wouldn't argue too much with you on that. 713 says Godsmack is from Boston and you like them.
Me?
Yeah. No, I do. I like Godsmack.
Oh, okay. I like Godsmack okay, except that all their songs sound exactly the same.
That is true. Live, they don't, which is cool. They put on a really good live show. But, yeah, you can pretty much play any Godsmack song, and people will think it's I Stand Alone. So
get back. Keep away. Yeah, it's always something like that.
Yeah. So did you see that we now have to wear masks in public?
Yeah, how are you handling that?
Well, I've been wearing them. I'm pro-mask because it covers up most of my face.
Right.
Which therefore makes me less ugly. So I'm definitely pro-mask. What I don't understand about this new, and I've been doing it anytime I go anywhere, but what I'm curious about, and hopefully somebody out there knows because the story didn't really tell me, but when they say in public, does that mean if I go to walk my dog around the block, I have to have one on?
I think so.
Or if I go for a run, do I have to have one on?
Man, I don't really know. That's an interesting question.
Is that though. That wasn't made clear in there. And I mean, I'm fine. I mean, I just want to know exactly what I'm supposed to do.
Because I mean, I don't want to really wear it when I'm running, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. That's because that's kind of a pain in the ass. But whenever I go to the store to pick something up, I'm always wearing it. You know, if I go out around any people, I'm going to wear it. So.
Well, the Houston Police Officers Union responded with a tweet and a statement about it this morning, saying they don't have the resources to go tracking down and chasing everybody to put masks on. They encourage people to, but officers have better things to do than to go stop every person over 10 who's not wearing a mask. And
oh,
give them
like
a ticket.
What?
Trying to track down Fred's stolen bike.
That's true.
Yeah, we're going on 3 years now.
He remains on the loose.
Yeah. I don't know. So if that's the case, that's fine. So he says, will you be able to do the show with masks on? Well, I'm not in public. I'm in my...
in the comfort of home.
In my bedroom doing it. So, yeah, no masks there. But if I went into the studio for some reason, if I had to do what Lance did this morning...
Oh, did Lance have to go in studio today?
Yeah, I was listening because I went to pick up some... I needed to reload on my Gatorade Zero. And Lance, it didn't sound right. And he was on his phone doing the show on his phone, driving into the office so that he could do it from the office because he had some kind of internet problem at home.
Oh, boy. Yeah, John had a couple drops, so I took him the air card system, which we have one system. Like if we ever had to do a remote at a place that didn't have good internet, we have this piece of equipment, you know, that lets us run it off of basically like an AT&T or Verizon air card. And I had that piece of equipment at my house, but I've had no real connection issues. So, and I'm hardwired. And John, you know, I live in just a regular old house in like a subdivision. John lives in a high rise with probably, you know, a thousand other people. So I think his internet is not as reliable as mine. So he's had some issues. So I took that card over to him. And hopefully that's solved that. But yeah, I don't have a way to solve Lance's problems too. That's the only one I got.
Yeah, so that's I have to say this setup has worked pretty well. I mean, there've been a few glitches here and there, but once we figured it out, the thing I'm using works great. But I also used to have internet trouble when I was in a high rise, so I could see why that might be an issue for him.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So somebody says it's a very vague ruling, and they say it's a $1,000 fine. And I'm getting a lot of mixed, like it says you don't have to wear it if you're walking by yourself. So does that include my dog?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I plan on just wearing it.
Am I the only one? Have we talked about this on air, that it's weird when people wear their mask in their car?
That is weird.
Like, that's not helping you, buddy. I see so many people driving around wearing their mask in their car, and it's like you're not getting the purpose of the mask.
It's pretty ridiculous. And I see them all the time. And yeah, because I actually have been keeping mine in the car because that's the only time I've needed it, right?
Right.
If I'm going to go get something, so I just put it on when I get there and take it off as soon as I get back in the car.
That
not
makes
driving
sense.
Around with it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I went to the grocery store last week, and there was a guy wearing gloves, and his list was clearly on his phone, and he was trying to scroll through his list, and he couldn't. So he took the glove off, and while he scrolled through his phone, he put the glove in his teeth. So like he was biting down on the glove to hold it while his other hand scrolled through his phone. Does that seem counterproductive to you, or am I crazy?
No, I don't think that's quite working. But hey, it's a new normal. We all have to
wise guys
to learn new things. Somebody asked, is it just Harris County or is it Brazoria?
I think this is Harris County.
Yeah, and
Lena Hidalgo can't tell people what to do in Brazoria County or Fort Bend County or Montgomery County or whatever. She doesn't have that kind of authority. So unless the governor said that, then yeah, it's just Harris County.
And then the same person asked, are they going to supply the masks? I do know that they are supplying a lot of masks for people who can't afford this. They're going to distribute more than 70,000 masks to individuals in vulnerable communities, according to the mayor.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means. And she also did say that, you know, you don't have to go out and buy one, but there's stuff you can use in your house. You know, you can, you know, throw a bandana.
Wrap a bandana around your face, yeah.
Yeah, because that kind of looks cool. And I said, I'm for, because, you know, anything that covers this face is a good thing. I am totally 100% behind it. In fact, I'm okay with it forever.
I think instead of like a safety mask, you should probably start wearing a Halloween mask, a full head covering mask.
So you
frighten less children.
I think actually if I can just cover up this ridiculous beak and the lower part of my face, then that's all good. So, masks on their cars might be Uber drivers. I've seen way too many for them to be Uber drivers. So, yeah, I think there's just a lot of people wearing them around.
Are there people who think that it's overreach to tell people to wear masks?
I haven't seen that yet.
I'm looking at it right here. It says, this is Michael Berry's show tweeted today. Comandante Hidalgo has overreached. This is awful. Treating citizens like children is insulting and counterproductive. I mean, like, I'm guessing Lena Hidalgo didn't decide this for herself. Like, she didn't say, you know what, I'm just going to come up with something crazy and make people wear masks. My guess is, like, some doctor said, hey, this could be helpful.
Yeah, I don't get the big deal. I think if, you know, I mean, I have no problem with it.
Well, what I've realized is that we're finding a way to make this pandemic political, of course.
Oh, everything. Yeah.
Which is crazy to me, but that's 100% what's happened. Somehow there's one side of the aisle that doesn't, it's almost like they believe it's not as big of a deal as we're making it out to be. And now suddenly their rights are being trampled. It's very odd.
Yeah, well, I think that's one thing that's frustrated me about this whole thing is that if you're for keeping things on lockdown, then you're a snowflake. And
right.
If you are for getting the economy going again, then you're a scumbag Republican. The reality is we should be finding a way to do both. And if wearing masks is a way to do it, I'm all for it.
Well, yeah, that's the overreach?
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, let's take a quick break. Hour number one already in the books. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you. And that other stuff, too.
What is the rubber? That is the rubber. Your rubber is the rubber. Rubber is the rubber. And then you go, yo.
So like, right. Wait, I think he said, what's that? Hold on. Now, what is he trying to say about society?